Life is often unfair. Why, out of the orneriness of my heart, I went ahead and muted the Sephardic Kurdish Jew, Joe Bloman. And I went ahead and muted the Sephardic Melungeon Pisser Possum, guest number 22. Life is often unfair. I mean, look, a critter like Visser, if he did have any white followers, which he doesn't here, he has a Lenio C. Barcelos, he has a, you know, he has Obegenderbetter. Russ was called up and talked about how creepy Obegenderbetter was. I said, shoot, when that critter showed up on February 1st, of 2010. It was pretty well the last straw. I decided I was going to ditch the Pisser Possum as part of my New Year's resolution because I got tired of it trying to steal Gillette's trust fund. I got tired of it essentially running wild and letting Brian Wright and Ashkenazi Melungeon stalk John Britton and John Britton's family and me to a lesser extent. Running around with Eli James and the rest here. Oh, by the way, Visser essentially is persona non mamzer over on Finkelschini's. Okay? Now, you have this critter. You have a picture of its little pisser possum, its little, you know, female pisser possum. And this is in August of 2010. He doesn't take a picture of any, you know, the rest of his family, his wife, or nothing like that here. And when Visser talks about getting his house in order, that means usually Bridget the Izzard has run back to South Bend and the rest here. And here is Visser's little pisser possum. He's looking guilty as hell. He's looking tormented. And folks, I mean, to me, who have seen Mamzer, you know, Mamzer child molesters and the rest here, it seems to me old Visser, you know, Visser is probably diddling, you know, the pisser possum. You know what I mean? Don't doubt it one bit, but here it is, running around, calling me Marty Chomo all the time. I estimate, judging by what I see, is about a third of the Whiggers who are accused of child molestation at least are not guilty. You know what I mean? Not guilty at all here. You know, old Jim was saying is that shoot, it's a mamzer thing, it's a nigger thing. You get to go ahead and meet nigger bitches who went ahead and killed their babies or something like that. They're in the nut house and they've all been molested 8 or 9 or 10 by their father or their brothers or their uncles or what have you. And the same thing is true with mamzers here, like Jeremy Visser. I mean, you gotta laugh at Obegenderbender. Essentially, Obegenderbender, all Obegenderbender can find is a Sephardic red nigger Melungeon pisser possum. But I got to go ahead and give Jeremy credit here. I mean, this last, when was it, Friday night? It did not mute or block me. So I'll probably go ahead and double back and unmute the pisser possum. Okay? But will you do a show? Your last show is from late 2012 here. I don't know who the heck this is. I need to go ahead and listen to this here. You got this Michelle. She's a crazy heifer. What I wanted to talk about is why in the world does anybody care about Don Black or Derek Black? Don Black is just a crook. That's all he is. He's just a crook. It's the same thing with Hal Turner. $100,000 a year, Zog paid for and has paid for. You know, his radio show, when he ran a forum and the rest. I mean, Hal Turner was one hell of an entertainer. But I've seen where, oh no, we need to go ahead and keep an eye on crazy bastards like Lindstedt and the rest here. And meanwhile, he has a nut like Sci-Fi Faber, a somewhat violent nut who doesn't have a bit of impulse control, pretending to be Aryan Nations and the rest here and acting up like that. And folks, I don't know if he really sent anybody to jail except maybe Bill White. Now, there's another ass clown. Now, I have a little bit of... Well, I remember Bill White talking shit about me. What an idiot I was, and how he was bulletproof because he had a lawyer on retainer that cost $250,000. Well, folks, I'm relatively free. Bill White's just getting fucked all the time here. And sometimes I feel sorry for Bill White. A lot of times I don't. Now, I feel a little bit suspicious about Bill White because he did the same thing that a Jew does. A Jew and Christian identity. Goes ahead and brings up how the Talmud, the DSCI is based upon what the Talmud says. And then on VNNF running off. But let's get off of Bill White. Let's go ahead and get off the rest of these critters. Harold Covington's right. In order to have anti-terrorism, you've got to have domestic terrorists. And so they make them. Be they Hal Turner or David Duke and Don Black. David Duke's always been a whiny, cowardly pussy. Don Black, not so much so. Essentially, he's been David Duke's dog, taking David Duke's leftovers. Why in the world get down on a little wigger like Derek Black? I mean, Daddy should have known that heck, the better part of Derek slipped out of his mother's leg here, 25 years ago. He should have known better than to send a weak-minded little wigger to get edumacated. Should have kept him on the sheep farm, kept him on the sheep farm in West Palm Springs, rather than he goes to gay Saratoga. one of these sort of church schools here, which has become liberal Marxist wigger. Why in the world pay money and then have, I gotta laugh because there's some idiots who's gonna think Derek Black is talking about white nationalism and can't control his own kid. Can't control his own kid. I mean, I look at these people here. Don Black needs $7,500. He bitches when he doesn't get that much here. Folks, I believe the Zog is paying for Stormfront, is paying for, whatever, and essentially paying Don Black and David Duke a salary. And then the proceeds from these idiots who think that David Duke is a white supremacist leader. All the people in the old resistance I used to talk to, David Lane, Lewis Beam never talked bad about anybody. But have this old guy here. He told me about David Duke. David Duke, in order to keep David Duke from humping the wives and mothers and sisters and daughters of the wiggers who come in to hear the great David Duck, the promoters of this would say, okay, David, tell you what, we'll go ahead and pay you this money, give these speeches at this banquet room, but guess what, David? You're going to stay in the motel room till a half hour before your speech. You're going to be fed takeout, be at McDonald's, be at whatever, you're going to be fed takeout. You are going to go ahead, half hour, you're going to go ahead and give your speech. Going to go to the banquet room, shake some hands, give your speech, and you're going to stay 45 minutes afterwards and shake hands and give autographs and sell whatever you want to sell. And then you're going to go back to your motel room. And we're going to have a keeper for you right there. And essentially, you're not going to go anywhere without the keeper. And if we hear that you've been mounting any of the relatives or girlfriends of the attendees, you're not going to get paid. David Duke did not like that. David Duke did not like that deal at all. But David Duke would agree to it. Why? Because David Duke likes something more than pussy. He likes money. He doesn't like to work for a living. You go ahead and hear about how sperm front dollars are taking the blacks wherever. And here is little Derek. He's just a little wigger who's expected to play something here, just like April Gady's kids. No, you're far better keeping your kids out of this here. That way, if the government goes against your family, you can go ahead and go against theirs here. I don't have any respect for the sons or daughters or grandsons and granddaughters of policemen, of prosecutors, of lawyers, of judges. They destroyed my family. I get the upper hand. Hey, destroy their children. And I can do it. All I have to do is just pass a new law. When you have a law which says that a prosecutor or a judge cannot be tried civilly for crimes he commits against people, hey, you better make sure you're in power forever. Because when my prosecutors or my judges get in charge of you, hey, you have a life expectancy measured in days, if you're unlucky. Minutes if you go ahead and scream and sign a confession and want to die quickly, well, hey, maybe. Make it worth my while. But no, folks, I mean, when there's no law, don't worry about acting lawfully to others. These are wherever they get here. That's why I don't have no use for Visser. Just a dirty, shit-colored mongrel pretend to be a Christian identity pastor and call me a child molester all the time. I bet scream a different story. I bet scream a different story here if its little mongrels were questioned. Its own brother, Sean Aaron Visser, doesn't want to play this game. That's why Oba Genderbender is now the administrator of the Pisser's Pussy Parlor. You know what I mean? Visser, Oba Genderbender is now, it was always Visser's brain. And now it runs, it runs this little Pisser Possum like a little sock puppet. Does whatever the hell it wants to do. Okay? Anyway, folks, let's see. How long have I been yakking? Only 13 minutes. Anyway, here. Let's see who all we got here. We got quite a few. I think the Nimbusters are here. A bunch of them. I'm going to go ahead and mute you. Guest number 22, Jeremy. The reason I'm going to unmute you is that, heck, you did go ahead and didn't allow Bridget the Idiot to mute me. So if you want to go ahead and say Marty Chomo, Marty Chomo, Marty Chomo, well, I'll let you go ahead and have about three more, okay? All right? So, okay, Poop Shank Marty. Well, let's see. I'm going to go ahead and play Pontius Pilate. I've just gone ahead and played Pontius Pilate. I haven't washed my hands of anything, but what happens is I freed the Pisser Possum. folks, we can go have a little thing here. Should I go ahead and meet the Pisser Possum or Joe Blowman here? You know what I mean? They're like Christ and Barabbas here. Now, of course, they're both Jews here, so there's not a Christ among them here. Best Reposo on the loser. Okay. Amy Rose, 88. Well, we have some more. We have some more, Well, we have some more, Well, we have the Pisser Possum. Amy Rose, 88. That's Jeremy Visser here. So, hey, either that or Bridget the Idiot. I mean, heck. When it ran off here, I bet it ran off to, I bet during the month here, old Bridget the Idiot, pretty well heads up to Catholic Mama and Daddy's here. And old Jeremy is laying low here. He's not doing any of the racist shit here because he wants Bridget the Idiot to come back here. I think Pisser Possum number 5 is June Stain's Pisser Possum here. So it looks like we have Bridget the Idiot on tonight. And we have a few. Martin Lindstedt has mixed race nephews. Yeah, we have Bridget the Idiot here. Essentially, the Pisser Possum came up that I had a sister named Elizabeth, and she bred out some niglets here. And this was supposedly on old Victor Switzer, or Spinkter's thing here. He's another mongrel. He's another mamzer here who lives in or around Pine Bluff here. He hangs around a little bit around the Christian Identity, but pretty much, you know, since Brian Rio ran him off the second time, you know, was essentially blackmail him for some man pussy. He was doing that. I have to go ahead and laugh. I was listening to Fink. Fink seems to have lost it. Fink now screams about how he's a convicted murderer, and I was listening to him as, what if you're not white, Fink? And Fink was, you know, not denying he wasn't white. He was just saying, well, could anybody who was a, you know, Jew be saying what I'm saying? Well, yeah, I think they could. I mean, I listened to episode number 1 of Against Shills here, and it looks like Eli James has really pissed off Fink. Now, Eli James is far smarter. He's far more dangerous than Fink. Now, Fink makes a big deal about how many searchers he has. But what you have with Fink is that Fink will mix up, essentially, with his Mein Kampf project, every little mongrel who wants to pretend to be a Nazi goes to Fink's site. Fink has quite a bit of stuff. So does Obi Genderbender. If you want to read Christian Identity stuff, good, bad, and different, go to Obi Genderbender's reading room. Quite a bit of stuff there. I don't know if Obi Genderbender appreciates it. Probably does, because I think Obi Genderbender is a Jew. But, you know, hey, I go over to Obi Genderbender's reading room, and I download some of the, well, bootleg copies here. I'd like to thank Victor Switzer for giving me Inside the Devil's Den, which was the story of Ray Redfern and Dave Hall and occasionally Morris Gillette. Morris Gillette does not like that book. So, yeah, I go over Finkelschini's. Page. I download some of Finkelschini's stuff. Now, most of it's idiocy. I mean, Fink's, quote, history is just nonsense. And it's sort of like Visser. Fink will say one thing, and then 5 minutes later, he'll say another thing. For example, here he is on Joe Friends. Why, there were no white people before 1200 B.C. Oh, what happened? Did the Adamites kill them all? Kill the Cro-Magnons? Well, no, there were plenty of white people in Europe. As time went on, they went, you know, more and more became Adamite, and more of them became Israelite. in many cases it was said that of the trees you could eat, but of certain trees you could not eat. One certain tree. You know what I mean? You didn't eat of the juicy fruit tree. But I don't believe that there was any injunction against the Adamites marrying into the Cro-Magnons. And if you look at some of the science, about 7,000 or so years ago, it says that there was a different gene which was introduced into white populations, which allowed them to speak better or more freely. So it may have been an Adamite gene. But you don't either, you know, you don't go ahead and breed with the Jews or the niggers or the gooks or the rest of these creatures here. They were set in their own particular place here. I don't have a problem. Bertrand Comperay didn't have a problem. As far as I know, Wesley Swift didn't have a problem. Now, I think Wesley Swift believed that the niggers, some of the niggers were brought in from the Dog Star. Logan believes that the gooks were brought in from a different planet from the Dog Star. I don't have a problem with that. I don't know if I altogether agree with it, but in any case, what difference does it make? But you have Fink. He's bitchy. I mean, I was listening to episode one of him bitching against Eli James. And Fink is right about Eli James. He's a Jew. He's a universalist. But so is Fink. Christian identity does not concern itself with the non-white people. To us, there's only two, you know, there's only two types in the Bible, two racial types. The sons of true men. From Adam through Seth, through Noah, through Shem, through, you know, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Israel. That's the only people that matter to us. So as a result, well, somebody made me feel sorry for Joe Blowman, and it has been five times here. Joe Blowman, refrain yourself from spamming, okay? So, it wasn't third time even. Yeah, you have the Pisser Possum. You have Bridget the Idiot. I have to laugh here because when Visser disappears, I just figured out what happened. Bridget the Idiot runs back home to Mama. And Jeremy is, well, maybe Jeremy is up there and not running around the computer, not doing any stupid shit that'll piss off mother-in-law. You know what I mean? Let's Bridget the Idiot tell him to go back home to Georgia, Jeremy, but we're going to leave the Pisser Possum behind here. That's what I just sort of thought what happened here. So that's why you end up having, you know, for what, 4 weeks and a day or so. Essentially, they take a little vacation with Mommy. Bridget the Idiot does. And Jeremy, well, hey, he doesn't want to spend another 3 weeks in jail. Doesn't want to have to take down. I mean, I was listening. Oh, I didn't get to see my wife and children for 6 months. Yeah? Yep. They ran off in August. You ran up to Washington State. You ran back to Georgia. You spent three weeks in jail for a stalking charge. In order to get out of it, you went in and admitted you wasn't white. You know what I mean? You was an Aryan Nations. You were a white supremacist. Hell, you weren't even white. And that meant more than just 1 month here. And heck, you got a little, you know, more an Ashkenazi Jew Pisser Possum in on the deal here from Jew State. So, yeah, I mean, you know, these critters are pathetic. Here are these people listening Don Black whine to him about how he needs $7,500 for Stormfront, of which $2,500 is, well, let me go ahead and look at Stormfront here. Let me go ahead and see what the main thing is here. Let me see. Practical Politics, you know, lifetime members. Folks, when I was spying on Liar Bill, I got to read the sustaining members. I got to read the moderators, forum. And these people are boring. These people are idiots. Okay, let's see. Sustaining members, Practical Politics Seminar, Introduction to Stormfront. Okay, let's see. Now I'm going to look at Christian and Dante. Let's see what the heck is new here on Stormfront here. Are they whining still about Don Black here? Derek Black, son of Don Black, renounces white nationalism. Let's go over there here. Okay. 0717. Let's go to the last one here. Well, heck. I guess they're stalking. I guess, you know, they've got what? Oh, 511 posts here. Let's see. Oh, Trojan count, you know. Okay. Don Black outs white nationalism, Occidental descent here. Yeah, well, Don Pauly, he has nothing to do. I would say Steele is nuts here. Let's see. Okay, well, they're still yakking about that here today. All right. Let's see here. Psychology of a Turncoat. Yeah, you have a number of people. You have Greg Johnson's bunch trying to psychoanalyze little Derek Black. Why? He's just a wigger. He's just a little wigger that, you know, he don't like what Daddy does is essentially make money off of white nationalism. Don Black, I don't think, really believes in it at all. He just believes in making money off of it. He doesn't believe in free speech. If you had a white nation run like Don Black runs Stormfront, I mean, what sort of place would it be? What kind of place would it be? You'd end up having some trumped up heifers running around saying, you can't say this, you can't say nigger, you can't do this, you can't do that. Would anybody really want to live under Don Black? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. Don Black, I think he, all this sort of thing, he's begging for the money. He gets and goes ahead and gives to some of his moderators, a few of his ertards. He has plenty of money to go to all these vacations. Essentially, he's paid for by Zog. Stormfront is paid for by Zog. I've had people, oh, you don't make a penny off of Stormfront. What do you mean, don't make a penny off Stormfront? What's he doing? He's a rocket scientist. He's a rocket scientist working for NASA by day. He's a white supremacist forum owner by night. Okay, well, so when does he rest? No, folks, he's pretty well paid for doing this sort of thing, just like Hal Turner was. Just like Alex Linder. I mean, you look at both VNN and Stormfront. They both used to be web pages. They used to be obviously something which was a labor of love. And then the web page disappeared. Done away by the forum. Now, I have a web page. had a web page. Still do. I haven't upgraded my flat web page for years because it's a whole lot easier to run a forum, have the software, whatever you like, or do a blog. What gets me is Hunter Wallace's Occidental Descent has what, about a million, over a million posts? You end up having quite a few people write in, call in, okay? Anyway, a chomo shit, I mean, hell. Look, Bridget the Idiot. Look, Jeremy Visser, you're just a mongrel. You're not Christian identity. You can't have Christian identity, done by a shit-skinned Melungeon Jew. Okay? Anyway, I got glasses. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and mute a few people. I'm going to go ahead and see who all is still there. And we'll be back. What I'm saying is that these forums, they can be fun. But I wouldn't spend any money on them. What I do is I have a sock puppet or two. On Four Fags Feeds, I have a couple of them. On VNNF, I have a couple of them on Stormfront. Every so often, I feel, because what I do is if I'm going to go ahead and post or blow a sock puppet off, what I will do is I'll just simply use a Tor browser and get on there and trash them out. But on Stormfront, on VNNF, Linder will move whatever is embarrassing to Linder. Over on Stormfront, hey, same thing. What Visser did is when me and John Britton got banned, hey, I no longer had a sub for him on Visser's. It was removed. It was taken away. Here's Visser going, oh, no censorship. Of course you do censorship, Visser. You've taken down entire forums, which are filled with your lies that make you look bad. Don Black does that. Carolyn Yenta does that. All these clowns do that. I avoid having a fight with Covington's people because I don't post the Covington's blog. I don't bother to post Covington's blog. I mean, that was part of the big fight with Covington back in 2003. Was fighting with some of Covington's tards here. There's no point to doing so. I'm not going to altogether agree with Harold Covington, but on the other hand, he's absolutely right in that Zog is falling apart. It doesn't have, I think, too much time left. And so the white man needs to cut off a portion of when it comes down. Now, I disagree with him in that I think that the only people who are going to live are actual white men. They're going to have to, in the chaos, kill a bunch of Uyghurs. But once you've gone ahead and exterminated the Uyghurs, I mean, killing the Jews and the niggers is not going to be that difficult because they're parasites. You go ahead and you kill the parasites that live off the parasites, the parasitic Uyghurs, how long are any of them going to be alive? I believe that you're going to have a all-white country at the end of the Great Tribulation. What I don't believe is there's going to be hardly anybody left here. Now, on my last show with Gary, or the previous show, we were talking about Joel. In the book of Joel, you don't have just pray and pay. You have to where Yahweh sends mighty men to destroy the current order. All right? any case, I'm going to go ahead and take a break, and we will be back in about 2 minutes. Hail Victory. That was thundering.